Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Harris chooses walls. I'm Brian Clark. Presumptive Democratic nominee Kamala Harris has selected Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. ABC's Selena Wang has more on the 60-year-old.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is a former high school teacher, high school football coach, National Guard member, and he's a six-term member of Congress. He has a backstory that the Harris team believes is going to appeal to those rural battleground swing state voters. His actual policies has been very progressive. As the popular Minnesota governor, he's enacted and championed free school lunches, codifying abortion.
Republicans have jumped on Walz's record. Senator Lindsey Graham said, great day for the left, bad day for middle America, as the Trump campaign called him a liberal extremist. Harris and Walz expected to appear together at a rally in Philadelphia tonight, kicking off a tour of battleground states. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC. Serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another inmate has died at the Waupun State Prison. The initial investigation points to suicide. It's the fifth time an inmate has died at Waupun since June of last year. Nine people, including the former warden, were arrested earlier this year on felony charges connected to some of those deaths. Swing state polls show Kamala Harris has erased Donald Trump's lead. Marquette poll director Charles Franklin says it appears President Biden dropping out of the race is a game changer, at least for now.
Democrats who were very unenthusiastic when Biden was the candidate have now become almost as enthusiastic as Republicans, erasing an advantage that Republicans have had all year.
Franklin speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Harris and Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaign in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Storms swept through southern Wisconsin last night, and some of you woke up to see your power went out overnight. At one point, thousands of people didn't have electricity. Right now, though, between Madison Gas and Electric and Alliant Energy, there are only a couple hundred homes without power. The outages are highly concentrated on the north and east sides of the city and in the Poinette area. These numbers have been rapidly changing throughout the morning. Crews are out fixing down power lines as fast as they can. And tonight is National Night Out. The goal is to strengthen community relationships with law enforcement. The biggest event is at Warner Park before the Nightmares game. Madison police will have drones, dogs, and even mounted officers there so kids can pet some horses. Plus family activities and dunk tanks and a bounce house. But they're also setting up shop at about a dozen neighborhood spots throughout the day and tonight. There are events like this all over southern Wisconsin and all over the country. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers hold on to first place. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers back to a six-game lead in the NL Central Division. The Pirates are now in second. NFL, the Packers practice all week before they head to Cleveland against the Browns Saturday night. The Badgers offense had a good day in their practicing pads at UW-Platteville. Quarterback Tyler Van Dyke, with his best performance yet, hitting on some deep balls. Head coach Luke Fickell.
It's always going to be a winner. There's always going to be someone that doesn't win. That's the kind of the nature of the game.
And LA Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh, still under fire as new evidence of cheating and sign stealing at Michigan are coming out in an NCAA report.
Never lie, never cheat, never steal. I was raised with that lesson. If you stumble, you apologize and you make it right. Today, I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware, nor complicit in those said allegations. So for me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
That's Jim Harbaugh with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Clouds are clearing, giving way to partly sunny skies with highs in the low 70s. Winds a bit breezy out of the northeast, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping our highs suppressed and dropping us tonight to the mid-50s. The sunshine stays on tap tomorrow when we climb just a bit warmer. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 61.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Oki Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, more information about the best Supreme Court justice money can buy and an unbearable update about Robert Kennedy Jr. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
He's utterly un-American. He's a sociopath. He's a psychopath. He's incapable of bringing people together. So at one level, Jen, it makes no sense what he's saying, but at the other level, he wants to beat this party down, I believe this, until the only people in my former party are people who are on their knees pledging to him every day. It's going to be a party that shrinks. And there's a great opportunity here to convince Republicans that Kamala Harris is American. Kamala Harris supports democracy and the rule of law. So come on, stand up now.
Wow. Yep. Well, that is a perfect setup for our next guest. I've been wanting to meet this guy forever. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman joins us now. And Tony Gerber, the director of War Game, which I just watched on the plane coming back from New York. Good morning, both of you. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me on. I'm guessing you wanted me to join because of my appearance on Curb Your Enthusiasm, right?
Yes, exactly. That is exactly right. I mean, you are such a patriot. Can I just say, I love the way, whether it's Joe Walsh calling Trump un-American, whether it's, Josh Shapiro saying, stop talking America, Donald Trump. This is exactly what this whole premise, you know, that you've always spoken out against Colonel Vindman and that this film is about, right, is just standing up for the America we all know and that you've served your whole life. Just give us your thoughts on where we are right now.
So I kind of prefer the new VP pick, Walsh's weirdo.
Yes.
That's a good one for me. I think it's quite accurate. And that's specifically kind of the top of the ticket, and J.D. Vance and these folks that are kind of out in left field that are leading the party. That's not a reference to swaths of Republicans that kind of are still trying to find their way in a party that's widely departed from kind of the Reagan era route. But this film was a critical decision by my organization, the Vet Voice Foundation, to tackle the idea of these weirdos looking to upend our democracy. What we realized after January 6th, 2021, is that there's another potential for January 6th, but maybe more dangerous. More dangerous in that county sheriffs or a worst case scenario, the military, especially elements of the National Guard that are kind of involved in the day-to-day life in their communities and states that have been subject to kind of deeper levels of radicalization take a partisan line and don't uphold their oath to democracy. And we really needed to kind of evaluate this, the risks of this scenario. So we put on what we would do in national security circles regularly, which is conduct a war game. Mm-hmm. And we had the forethought of bringing in Tony and Jesse and the whole film crew to make sure that this was not just in these kind of dark lit rooms simulation that could end up as a shelved report, but something that communicates to the American people the real risks to our democracy kind of posed by these radical weirdos.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody obviously was so, you know, taken by your patriotism and bravery. And if anything, you know personally that Donald Trump is running on just vengeance. You and your brother experienced, but even the title, what you said in your testimony, the title of your book, Here Right Matters, which is what, you know, you said to your dad. Boy, I hope that proves true, and I believe that it will be. But, Tony, let's talk to you and your big bag of Emmys. I just hope people understand it, because it's such a cool concept. Let me just read it from your notes here. A real-life political thriller set on January 6, 2025. So it's played by all real people, like Lieutenant, like Colonel Vindman, Heidi Heitkamp, all on and on, Pete Strzok. There's all these people we would recognize. It imagines a nationwide insurrection in which members of the U.S. military defect to support the losing presidential candidate, while the winning candidate and his advisors, played by an all-star roster of senior officials from the last five administrations, bipartisan, right? War game, the crisis in the White House Situation Room. They have 6 hours to save democracy as the country teeters on the brink of civil war. I mean, it is chilling, but all too imaginable, right, Tony?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's called a thriller, and parsing that, I had a thought about how to be even more specific. It's really a hostage film, right? But in our film, instead of the billionaire's daughter with the knife to her throat, it's democracy. Mm-hmm. So in our film, you see a blue force, which is represented by a fictional President John Hotham, played by former Montana Governor Steve Bullock, and his senior advisor, Heidi Heitkamp. Pete Strzok, as you mentioned, is the director of the FBI. So you have this room of very seasoned, bipartisan, I might add, former elected officials and government-appointed minds working together to defuse a very, very violent situation. And down the hall in the hotel, because we filmed in the in a Marriott in downtown D.C., down the hall in the hotel you had what's known as the Red Cell. That Red Cell represents the insurgency, the potential insurgency. So this is truly a war game in which you have antagonists and protagonists. And the Red Cell is doing their best to undermine the certification of the vote. And they have 6 hours to do it. That's really the setup.
It is like a thriller mixed with a horrible reality show where you have 6 hours. It's like Naked and Afraid meets Survivor. But, Colonel, I'm just curious. One of the most serious things that we have heard about that, runs through this is within the ranks of the military. And that's something that we've heard about. And I have to ask, is something being done about it? To what degree are military, police, you name it, people that were at January 6th have infiltrated our ranks? And what do we do about that?
So I would just say that we should recognize a couple of features that, played out with a disproportionate percentage of the folks that appeared on January 6th being military. One is that the military is not outside of society. It's representative society. It's folks that, served in uniform a lot, mainly it's, there weren't any active duty folks per se. I think it was a small number of folks that ended up getting caught up, but mainly it was veterans that were radicalized after the end of their military service. They're representative of the communities that have been propagandized and radicalized by folks like Donald Trump and the MAGA movement. But they're also folks that have sworn an oath to support and defend the Constitution. They have put their lives on line through some term of military service and are willing to do whatever it takes to defend democracy. They have just been, their reality, their worldview has been totally skewed. So it's an issue with regards to combating disinformation targeted at veterans, targeted at the military, and combating effective propaganda. And that is just really, really hard problem to solve.
Part of it, Colonel and Tony, is that, you know, you can say it's a thriller, but some of this stuff has already happened. I mean, we know that he ordered, you know, troops into, you know, so he could go do his photo op in front of the church. Why can't we shoot them in the legs? Or, I mean, you know, so we already know, and we know that they're trying to put in all this apparatus to have a successful January 6th this time, right? To you know, put in the, you know, challenging the certification, putting in election deniers in state after state. Tony, what level of concern do you have that your film could become real?
Oh, I have a lot of concern, you know, and one of the things that I think is extraordinary about the film is it represents process. Right. And democracy is about process. It's not necessarily about immediate results. Right. If you don't have patience for process, what you have is authoritarianism. Right. You know, we've never had the so-called perfect union. Democracy has always been arcing toward justice. Right. And, this is what our film represents. It represents reasoned minds of both parties processing a situation and figuring out how to off-ramp this threat.
Yeah. Colonel, I'm always struck by, I had to think for a minute, wait, how many crimes ago did you testify? Oh, that was the Ukraine thing. I just have to get your reaction to this latest, like, apparent Egyptian payoff to Donald Trump. It almost becomes just breathtaking and overwhelming, the amount of criminal activity that he's been involved in. And also him congratulating Putin on a hostage deal, and just on and on, right? The just your take on all of it.
So I would just say, to simplify it, it's really kind of the same enterprise in different forms.
Yeah.
The first impeachment was about an effort to steal an election, self-service. It was, he just, you know, used the tools at hand, which would be extortion of Zelensky, president of Ukraine, and withholding $400 million in aid, in that it was an egregious abuse of power. The second one was also about stealing an election, the January 6th insurrection. It's all about self-service. So that, yep. and different kind of forms of self-service, including, you know, these ideas of bribery, you know, encouraging people to serve his interests, whether it's copyrights in China or payoffs or things of that nature. It's all one and the same thing, taking different forms. And he did it as an abuse of power when he was president. That's why we can't keep him, or can't ever allow him anywhere near the Oval Office, because he'll continue to abuse power in the interest of self-service.
Yeah. Colonel Tony, it's like a political nerd nirvana, your film. I'm like, oh my God, it's General Wesley Clark. I love him. It's it's a cast of 100 stars, and it is. You're right. It's a thrill. It's a terrifying, mm-hmm. but it really is. It's just so critical. Tell us how we can watch War Game.
Yeah, I'll tell you that. But I just want to add that when we shot this film in January of 2023. Trump had all but disappeared from the political landscape, right? Mm-hmm. Assumed that DeSantis was going to be the candidate. Mm-hmm. So this film is by no means an anti-Trump scree. I think his name is mentioned marginally once in the film.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that he looms so large as this unspoken threat, right, that he's the off-screen terror, right? And that's what Hitchcock's definition of suspense was. It's not about what's on screen, it's about what looms off screen. So that it feels like a film about,
well, and it's the whole party. It's Project 2025, so you're right, it's not just about one guy.
So the film opened last Friday in New York City at legendary Film Forum, and apparently we set some records.
Yay.
And I understand that our per screen average was second only nationally to Deadpool.
Wow.
You know, sort of extraordinary for a little documentary, an independent film. But we are expanding. Next Friday, we'll open in Los Angeles. We'll be at the New Art. Nice. We're in Chicago at the Siskel Film Center. We'll be in Toronto, and we'll be in Philadelphia. And folks can go to wargamefilm.com and sign up for the email list, and they'll get updates from Vet Voice, and they'll also get updates about where the film is showing. Because we're also taking it to universities. So we're trying to reinvent this model of distribution, which is horribly broke. Corporate media has destroyed just about everything, right? It's destroyed all nuance and all discussion.
I'm doing my show in my basement, Tony, so I...
You understand, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
So we're going to play museums. We're going to play colleges. If folks see the film and they're interested in bringing it to their town, you know, to their city, we want to get it into red states. We want to get it into purple states. It's part of the conversation. Yeah. I like to say it's a provocation for a conversation.
Yeah.
And it's a conversation that a lot of folks don't even realize that we needed to have.
And it's not not hyperbole if you're paying attention. No. So
we have to reckon with how we got to this place.
Yeah.
Right? It's not just about an election. Yeah. Right. So how did we? What were the root causes that took us to this moment?
Yep. The film was War Game. Tony Gerber, the director, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, just such an honor. And I believe on November 5th we were going to find out that here right matters because of patriots like you. So thanks so much, both of you.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you, guys.
See you soon. All right, there they go. Get it. Go watch the film. It's so great. 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by me, Thriving. Look at me.
Look at you, Thriving.
Look at me. Okay, let's face
it. They're all thrivey and stuff.
Life can be stressful, can be overwhelming, right? And your body suffers, right? Your mind, it's connected to your... Remember, ever since the, Operation Game, you hit my funny bone. Everything's connected.
Sure.
That's how I learned medicine.
Oh, yeah. That's how you learn.
Yeah.
Got it.
Let me take out your spare ribs.
Ow!
There it is.
Just Calm is the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. I love it. I used to take the Sammy. This is way better. It helps you relax, breathe a little easier for next-level mood and immune support. I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics. It helps you with bloat, constipation, so your gut produces more serotonin, your happy hormone.
Yeah.
It's like the Tim Walz hormone.
Yeah.
Just happy. Plus, it supports a better sleep. You're going to need that. We're 3 months out. Let's do this. With Just Calm and Just Thrive Probiotic, you have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day. For a limited time, save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month free. And download my Just Thrive episode. Listen to my interview with the founder of Just Thrive, Tina Anderson, who is a delight. JustThriveHealth.com. Type in the promo code Stephanie.
She puts the broad back in broadcasting. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years, and this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever, and ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. MyPowerLife.com, code FITNESS.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COIN25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, oh, oh.
What did someone say? Tim Walz has that nice grandpa energy, except yeah. if you try to pull some, he will you up.
Yep. He has that exact energy. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He was a coach.
Yeah. He's a nice grandpa, but don't F with him.
Yeah, don't F with him.
Don't make him cross.
Right.
Gonna get a talking to.
Uh-huh.
All right, how exciting we got to meet Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman.
Yes, well, he's been a
patriot hero, amazing. As is Olivia Troy, who was just founded Republicans for Harris. Mm-hmm. Here she is.
Launched today, it's an initiative to grow this bipartisan coalition to support Kamala Harris and get her to victory. I think a lot of us lean conservative, as you know, and I think what is happening here with the Republican Party, we believe is dangerous and extreme. And I think we need to get back to the values of, you know, observing the rule of law, of standing with our international allies and actually providing true leadership to the world, which is something that Kamala Harris has exhibited during the Biden administration.
By the way, keep in mind, a lot of the people speaking out the loudest against the danger of a second Trump administration worked in the Trump administration.
Exactly.
Right. Like Olivia Troy and Colonel Vindman, yep. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to carry the four divided by seven? No. Alex in Kalamazoo.
Oh.
That's fun to say.
It is.
Hello. Hi, Alex. Hello,
hey,
Alex.
How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hello. You there?
Yeah.
Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, well, first off, I got to say, it was an honor to be on hold with Colonel Vindman.
You served together.
Well, I actually am in the military.
Oh,
so
good.
It's so wonderful to see military leaders who actually make sense. The military is comprised of, you know, there's a lot of conservative talk that got pushed into that Trump camp, and it's great to see military leaders like him who actually stand up for the things that are good for our country, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Exactly. But, you know, Tim Walz is another one of those people, and that's what I love about him. He was a non-commissioned officer, not an officer like the colonel, but a non-commissioned officer for 20-some years in the National Guard, which is just, you know, it's wonderful. And I was listening to a podcast, Ezra Klein had him on the show, and they were talking about some amazing things he's done. You know, I'm just so happy to have somebody who cares about free lunches.
Me too.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The two major presidential campaigns will hold competing events in Eau Claire tomorrow. Vice President Kamala Harris has had plans to hold a rally in Eau Claire since last week. Late yesterday, Republican running mate J.D. Vance announced plans to speak to the press in Eau Claire. A new University of Wisconsin study finds income inequality in Wisconsin is not as wide as other states, but it's growing. Robert Craig of Wisconsin Citizen Action says that's due to years of policy decisions and tax code changes.
We need to deliberate policy that restores the conditions for greater economic equality and greater racial equality, because our socioeconomic system is color-coded, and where you are more likely to be poor if you were black or brown than if you were white.
Craig says clean energy jobs backed by federal investments can help reverse the trend. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We're about to start a new school year, and there's a new superintendent for the Madison Metropolitan School District. Joe Gothard told WMTV his top concern is staffing. After that, safety and security and student achievement top his list of priorities. The first day of school for all students is Wednesday, September 4th. Meanwhile, families are back to school shopping, and it feels like we look for bargains whenever we can these days. But scammers know how to prey on parents trying to save a buck, especially online. Michelle Reinen from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Scammers send those fake ads claiming to be that trusted business, and the ads offer these amazing deals and low prices, but they lead shoppers to a near identical copy of that seller's website. But really, it's the scammer.
Reinen says buying local in person can be your best bet. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Clouds are clearing, giving way to partly sunny skies with highs in the low 70s. Winds a bit breezy out of the northeast, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping our highs suppressed and dropping us tonight to the mid-50s. The sunshine stays on tap tomorrow when we climb just a bit warmer. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 61.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear, in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
It struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, a swift kick in the ass.
That's how you really feel.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome writer, comedian, producer Tony Boswell. And from Reno 911 and Night at the Museum, the incredibly talented Thomas Lennon.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
At the end of the day,
We need to all take a stand against the potential that this man could come back into office. I think this is extremely dangerous. And look, I think the coalition will grow. I'm having conversations with Republican voters who privately will tell me that they're very concerned. They're horrified about what's happening in the Republican Party. They're ashamed at what's happening about all these leaders that could make a difference falling back in line.
Go on, Olivia Troy. All right, we're just walking on sunshine this morning because why? Balls to the walls, 2024. Oh. I'm going to make that work. She'll tell me if it'll work. Rachel Bitticoffer joins us. Someone just called you what you really are, is just a badass.
Yeah.
I mean, of all the things, political strategist.
Dear Jamie called me Queen Badass, her royal badass, and it was the best compliment that I ever got. I thought I was going to just die of happiness.
You know, Rachel, we've talked about this before, that people like you and I have been saying this forever, that, you know, this is why we love alpha liberals, right? That, you know, and your book is Hit 'Em Where It Hurts, right? Like, and Tim Walz, isn't he a perfect example? He made weird take off, and it obviously is getting under their skin like nothing else, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the kind of marketing, you know, that we need, right? It's a four-letter word, five-letter word, weird. Everyone knows what it means. You don't need a SAT education, college-level education, to be able to understand the message, right? These people are weird, and I'm so delighted because we've normalized all this weirdness.
Like, thank you.
We take it in and, like, debate it on the merits, and I'm like, stop doing that and just reject it at the very top end because it is Looney Tunes stuff, right? Okay. I mean, so that it's so important that we do that. And I think he's going to be a great pick, and I'll tell you something else about this man that maybe you guys don't know.
Okay.
But in Minnesota, when Minnesota was de-aligning from the right and becoming more liberal of a liberal place, he picked up a red-to-blue district, mm-hmm. served it in 10 years, held that swing district for 10 years, so he knows how to campaign. This is not somebody who... it's never been tested electorally.
Well, I keep hearing the word, Rachel, over and over again, joy. Like, I keep saying about Kamala, like, oh, my God, joy is back in our politics. Like, she's a happy warrior. And that's exactly, I felt like he matched her energy the best. Like, I didn't even know he was when this whole thing started. And then just watching him, you go, oh, my God, he has that same, he can hit him where it hurts, like Rachel Bitticoffer would say, but in a Minnesota nice way, where he just, he has that, you know, what's the, you know, online thing, the, you know, big dad energy, right?
And perfect. And I was glad that you mentioned that, Steph, because probably the most important thing for people to know in terms of messaging and like, you know, the optics of this race, he has a daughter who is 8 years old who would not exist without IVF. They struggled for years, him and his wife, to have kids. So he knows better than anyone what these dangerous national abortion bans that Republicans want to shove down our throat would do, not only to women, but to families who are looking to have kids. I think it's going to be a really compelling way to, you know, kind of highlight that extremist abortion policy.
And, you know, Rachel, it was like all the jockeying and fantasy football that was going on before Biden dropped out. I was like, before this happened, I'm like, stop with the purity tests. It is her choice only. It is who she feels comfortable with. That being said, I trusted her judgment, and I think she made absolutely the right pick for a myriad of reasons, don't you?
I do. I think he's an incredibly strong pick. I think, you know, my father's a great example of this. He you know, he's an uncomfortable Republican, so he's going to vote for Democrats this time around, right? And, you know, he looked at Walz, and he likes what he sees, right? This is a guy that, you know, is surrounded by children signing free lunch. And somebody else tweeted out the juxtaposition of that bill signing with Tim Walz, and the kids are just all over him, and they're all excited with Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, draconian labor laws, right? And you show the kids behind her, they all look like they're headed off into the coal mines, right? Glum. It's just a great contrast. And I think people are underestimating him electorally if you think he's, you know, a guy that's just hung out in Minnesota and never done any rough and tumble. But he does what I call bless your heart, hit him where it hurts. And always try to tell people it doesn't always have to be very out loud and outlandish. It just needs to, it can do it politely and with a smile. And I think he's really deliver that.
Yeah. I mean, as opposed to Donald Trump's just meanness and nastiness and racism and misogyny, I get a feeling, it's just a feeling, you know better than I do probably, you know, from what you do. I just get a feeling of exhaustion. People are just tired of Donald Trump's bull, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I do a lot of monitor for, like, regular media. Yeah. So, like, when I tell people no one watches the news and I get it down to, like, you know, 15% of people are watching not Fox News.
Right.
30% of people watch news, but half of them are watching fake news. I monitor what they mean by news is GMA, the Today Show,
yeah.
The View. Okay,
right.
They don't mean Rachel Maddow at 9 p.m.
Right.
So yesterday I was on sports radio. I spent quite a bit of time there because I'm a college football buff. And I heard Colin Cowherd talking about, man, I was flipping the channels. And I came across CNN and Kamala was on there. I ended up watching it for 2 hours because it was so refreshing to see hope and optimism.
I know. I do that too. Like, I go out of my way to find, like, clips of her speaking. She's just electric. I mean, I just,
right.
You know. I mean, it's like that rally in Atlanta, insane. And she did 30 minutes concise. The place went crazy. Look at Donald Trump. He blathers on for 90 minutes, and half the people are gone before he's even, they've heard it all before. And it's so, and also just the vice president pick, I was thinking, boy, if anyone knows better than she, right, she is vice president. So she knows what that role is, what that process is. She saw how Biden worked with Obama. You know, she knows how she worked. And I just think she was the perfect person to make an excellent choice like this. So I just feel like, do you feel like there's going to be a polling bump? Because I feel like the enthusiasm's already through the roof, right?
Yeah, no, like, one advantage of knowing me is, you know, a lot of the analysts can tell you what things are, like, right now, and my forte is telling you how things are going to be, right? So yeah. On the day of the switch, I tweeted out, this is going to change everything. All the old data on Harris is inconsequential. You can't use that data because it's not in the same mindset to the voter, right?
That's what I said. Yep, yep.
My anticipation was we would quickly see her start to make gains in that two-party vote share in the polling, and that when we got to the convention time, we'd be coming in probably with her establishing, like, basically the race inverting from where it was. Trump had a solid advantage for months. We're going to see that invert. We're seeing that happen now, that inversion. And when we get to the convention come out, my guess is in September when the election really starts, folks, because believe it or not, for other people, it hasn't even started yet, that we're going to see probably a 3 to 5 point national polling advantage for Harris in the national polls. And we'll see maybe 60-40 on the forecast.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to be in a very strong position come September.
Yeah. Rachel, I'm sure people say this to you all the time, because even those of us that marinate in this, the fact that, because I don't know, one poll I saw, you know, she was up 1 point or 2 points nationally. The fact that this traitorous 34-count convicted felon rapist, it could even be close is sort of astounding. And I always quote you. You gave a great interview with our friend Bob Seska, just talking about how tribal we are as a, you know, that the Republicans, like, day one of the Biden administration, I heard you say, said, oh, the economy sucks. Because, right? Because now it's Biden's economy. I mean, that's the interesting thing, right? Is people, I think it still is like they don't want to feel like losers or like they were wrong, you know, about Trump, I guess. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's what my life mission is all about, is getting people to understand how strong partisanship is. Yeah. Because we have this low info electorate, because we have, you know, most Americans unable to tell you who represents them in Congress. That's the reality of regular people. They don't even know who their Congress member is. You know, that stuff is very powerful, and the party heuristic is the be-all, end-all. So the front half of my book is completely focused on getting people, especially people who like us and who listen to people like us, to understand how atypical we are freaks of information.
Yeah.
We have an interest in politics that other people don't have, and, you know, that causes us to know things that other people don't know. What the electorate does know is the president, the sitting president, and the two parties, and their rough, like, brand awareness of those two parties.
Yeah.
And that's really where Republicans have been effective at branding us the last 10 years, and now we're catching up with that, trying to return the favor.
Well, you did a great thread, as you do. You just Republicans for Harris tweeted, when did Donald Trump lose your vote? We just played Olivia Troy. And you just, like, you forget half the things, because there's always new criming. But you said, was it when he was on video laughing about sexually assaulting women? Was it when Paul Manafort shared campaign internals with Putin? Was it when you found out he paid off a porn star to win in 2016 from the Oval Office? Was it when he tried to bribe the Ukrainian president into hurting Joe Biden to get defense weapons? I just had Carl Vindman on. I had to ask him, oh, I forgot how many which crime this was. That's right. This was...
Yes. Early crime.
Right, but you said, was it when reports surfaced he turned the presidency into his personal piggy bank? Was it the time he accidentally gave two Russians our classified info? Was it the moment he stood side by side with Putin and talked about sending him American diplomats to torture? Was it the photo ops with Kim Jong-un that put our flag next to North Korea's? Well, there's five more examples just from the last two days that you haven't even gotten to yet, right?
Yeah, I mean, number one, I popped that out. I wasn't all-inclusive. I left some stuff off, so there should be some more. But what I'm trying to do with that is I'm just trying to remind, I'm fighting something. My 4 years of studying the Third Reich and World War II has taught me how powerful optimism bias is, okay? Mm-hmm. And what I want to remind people is, like, look at all the red lines this party has blown through, okay? Look at all these red lines. These are all things like 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, okay, not three, but 5 years ago, we would have said, would the American public stomach Jan 6? And the answer is like, no, right? So like, I'm just trying to remind people, like, I have people all the time who say to me, like, real, you know, sincere, well, do you really think that if he wins, Trump's going to seize power and do, I just want to hear a part of Jan 6, right, and just poke it up and be like, Yeah, I really do. I really thought the first time they weren't going to transfer power peacefully, and look what happened.
Right? And also because like, he said so.
We have to accept, like, that we're way we're in a hot pot that has been, you know, set boiling. Into boil. It's boiling. Yeah. Like, we're boiling in it now, right?
I mean, this is the rest of your thread. Was it in 2020 when his official position became heads I win, tails you lose, and forever ruined America's confidence in their own elections? That's one of the biggest things, I think, Rachel, is that what percentage of people don't believe in elections because of one orange idiot whose ego couldn't stand that he lost. And so you say, was it after he refused to concede, drew a mob to the Capitol, sent them after Congress? Was it when it became clear he led a party-wide coup, plot across multiple swing states, and tried to take over the DOJ to stay in power? Was it when you found out he stole and hid boxes of classified intel, including top-secret intel in the bathroom at his club? We cannot memory hole all this stuff, Rachel. I mean, that's part of what we're up against, isn't it, as America's attention span.
It really is. And, like, you know, here's the thing, is I said that once people tune in, we're going to see a different election. That was under Biden, okay? After the debate, but we managed America. We have switched our candidate. We have Biden make the most personal sacrifice any human could possibly make in the modern era, walk away from presidential power. And now we're in this really great spot to argue the case against Republicans and to make sure that we remind them what happened the first time Donald Trump was in office, because I don't know if he spent a lot of time online like I do, so you know it's like this alt world where everything was great from 2016 to 2020. They don't mention the pandemic here. They poll people that it was all Biden, right? So we have to remind America where it was November of 2020, and where it was terrified of Donald Trump, right? So like, we have to make sure people remember that.
And he is running a dumb campaign. He cannot figure out what to do against Kamala Harris without being just as incredibly racist and sexist as he is. I feel like he may call you shortly. That's how desperate he is. Give me that Rachel Bittenhoover.
I don't take phone calls from any Trump supporting Republicans. So there's that. But I will tell you this: like, he has melted down. Like, everything that I thought when I woke up on Sunday of the switch and heard Joe Biden was going to step down, because I woke up right when the announcement came out, I was like, this is going to change everything. Yeah. And one of the things I knew it was also going to change was Donald Trump, because he was coasting, right, with this, like, advantage of tuned out electorate, two old people, nobody cares, everybody hates everybody election again.
Yeah.
And now that dynamic has completely changed, and he has completely melted down. And guess what? Now Republicans have spent the last week noticing how bad he is at election year.
Fantastic.
It's been a pretty good week.
I have you for another segment.
Can you stay longer?
Can you stay one more segment?
I can stay until 9.
There you go. There you go.
Perfect.
Done and done. There you go. 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty Nagel. Like, Rachel just witnessed me.
Yeah. Playing with the dogs.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Kisses.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Lord.
They're just, I love them so much. Right. They're not like my children. Do you know how many childless dog lady shirts I currently own now? And we just put ours up at stephaniemiller.com.
Yes, we did.
I couldn't even wait. I always need more. I'm just saying, J.D. Vance, They are our children, so you're not going to feed them junk food.
Nope.
You're going to feed them Nature's Blend. It is raw, freeze-dried superfoods, turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Those are the first four ingredients. The actual stuff, not meat meal, not byproducts, right? Oh. Antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables, you name it. It is raw, it's freeze-dried, all the nutrients packed in and the flavor. They go crazy for it, and it's shelf-stable and mess-free. Get it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. I talk to my listeners just like my dog. Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get the stuff, Beaver. Get it. What did I say? 54% off. Go to DrMartyPets.com/Miller. You also get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Or you can text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
In a perfect world, there would be no right-wing talk radio. Until then, there's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com, promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, you know, I've taken tons of calls over the years from friends asking where they can meet quality people, what red flags to watch out for, trusting their intuition, etc. But what if you don't have someone you can turn to for dating advice and not into online dating? Here's an idea that's gotten great results for many singles over 33 years. It is called It's Just Lunch. It's not online dating. Instead of spending hours swiping screens and scanning online profiles, It's Just Lunch has real matchmakers, no algorithms. They get to know you and hand-select your date. If setups by friends and family haven't worked out, it's time to let the professionals at It's Just Lunch help you navigate the complexities of modern romance, a personalized alternative to apps and online dating. It's confidential and discreet. It's Just Lunch has arranged more than 2 million first dates. Your last first date could be just one step away. See why It's Just Lunch has gotten so many great results. Go to itsjustlunch.com. That's itsjustlunch.com. One more time. Go to itsjustlunch.com.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever it's the, like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Stephanie Miller. Can't
you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your. Yeah. 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 Hey, everybody. Rachel Bitticoffer is going to be on panel with Tom Hartman in Portland. Is it September 7th?
Yep.
Chicago's up next for the big DNC show. Pay-per-view also, but then hitting into September, we're so excited. I haven't been up in Portland in a while. And love it, love it, love it. Can't wait to see you.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. I'm really excited. And I'm really excited about the convention now. You know, I was excited. As a political scientist, you like study and teach conventions. So I know a lot about conventions.
Right.
The effects, the strategy. Anyway, I'm going to be there for 4 days.
Yeah. Oh, we'll see. Well, come be on the radio show from there because we're broadcasting.
Yeah. From Radio Row.
Oh, yes. Good. Yeah. I didn't know you were. Yeah. We'll see you before Portland.
Yes.
So you talk about economic indicators, obviously, as one of your, it's interesting. Professor Littman, who's, also, predicted a lot of the elections, I still think Joe Biden would have won. It might have been closer. But anyway, I don't know if he's redone everything because, someone threw the Scrabble board in the air now. It's like, I don't know.
Oh, they did.
But take a listen. This is Trump trying to, of course, blame Kamala Harris for everything. Hang on.
Donald Trump is blaming Kamala Harris for the market tanking. And like I said, he's named today's volatility the, quote, Kamala crash. Can you fact check a little bit of this claim for me? I mean, does a singular person, does the vice president hold any sway singularly, if at all, over this market?
This might be the easiest fact check of my life. Last time I looked it up, Kamala Harris was the vice president. There's no particular action. Notice, there's no action that she took that he's pointing at. Right. It doesn't seem at all plausible that Kamala Harris caused any part of this.
Right, but she's black. Have they noticed?
She's black?
Yeah. Donald Trump would like to point out. Markets, of course, Rachel, stabilized.
Immediately.
Right. And Trump has presided over some of the darkest days in stock market history. The Dow still closed 7,500 points higher than when Trump left the White House on January 20th, as if facts matter. I mean, all of these things. Illegal border crossings are lower now than they were when Donald Trump left office. Three of the worst days in Wall Street history happened under Donald Trump. I mean, how do you get those, just other than just keeping, repeating the facts, how do we get information like that out there?
No, it's a really great example. It's what I keep trying to tell people. There's always something exploitable, okay? There's, so if you have a dishonest opposition, they're always going to be in a position to, in the real world, everything is hit and miss. There's good and bad. There's, stuff that worked and stuff that failed. As long as somebody wants to narrow down on something that failed and define something by it, like Obamacare's website launch, for example, defined the policy, even though it was just the website. It's always heavily exploitable. And the economy is one of those things, right? Because the way that it gets covered is not so macro combo. It's not a macro conversation generally. It's a business cycle conversation. And so you're right. The stock market is almost 7,500 points higher than it was in 2020 before the pandemic, right? I'm not worried about a recession. I want folks to know that. I think, we're going to see fine numbers come out of September. We're going to see the economy doing fine.
Well, last question. This goes, Trump campaign cries fake news as polls turn against them. You knew he was going to do that. Now the polls are fake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How should we think about polls? Because that's what you do. Because obviously, I always say to Chris, polls are polls. Until I like them, and then I'm going to report them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm lucky because I have a connoisseur's eye for polling. I did it for 5 years. I'd like to think that I did some of the best horse race polling that's ever been conducted, especially in the state of Virginia. And with that, it was a lot of waiting and modeling that it's really about trying to figure out what the composition of the electorate is going to look like, right? And then preferences of that pure swing bucket. So I know how to spot a good survey. I will tell people, just disregard it if it's not a likely voter survey. And
you
can see that as adult or registered voter, get rid of it. And
okay. We're going to check back in with you on those as we go along. Next big thing, Hit 'Em Where It Hurts, is the book. Rachel Bitticoff, noted badass.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers, and we'll discuss the new Democratic vice presidential candidate. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.